multi-use trails that either exist or will exist in the future. The green ribbon of preserved land, for example, is a concept that's in the comprehensive plan. And the plan also, lastly on this slide, encourages the county to consider on a case-by-case basis continuing or increasing the amount of money that the county might donate to a certain specific park or recreation organization or activity. In the area of water and wastewater, we're developing a county approval process wherein county water and county sewer areas, the county would be given the right to limit certain activities by private providers of sewer services or water services. With regard to housing, the county has a moderately priced housing unit program, and that original legislation called for that to be reevaluated and changed if necessary at the end of a two-year period, which will soon be upon us. Housing programs that the county's involved with now, the Community Development Block Grant Program, other housing agency grants, and the cooperative efforts that the county has gone through with regard to partners like Habitat and the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust, we're encouraging that that be continued and increased as appropriate. There's certain initiatives that the county can do to diversify its economy and to attract better paying job providers to Sussex County. The county, as you are probably aware, has done a lot of work at the air park and will continue to do more. The idea of diversification, expanding existing industries, establishing new industries, including those related to aviation, that is something that's described in the plan. Employer-county partnerships is another idea whereby the county could work with certain corporations, certain companies to encourage the idea that they would promote and educate their employees, and the county would be a partner in that process. Preserving and encouraging agriculture from an economic development perspective continues to be important in Sussex County. The economic target market analysis, that's the idea where the county undertakes some sort of a formal study that would lead to a recruitment strategy and a recruitment effort to go out and try to target those industries that have been designated as those best suited, those most likely to prefer a Sussex County location. And the county has an economic development committee working on that, as well as other recommendations that they can include for the countywide economic development initiatives, as well as things that can be done locally in some of the towns in the county, incorporated areas. In the field of historic preservation, there are suggestions in the comprehensive plan how to review when a historic property is proposed to be demolished. And we also would suggest that the towns take up a similar type of review process, not necessarily to regulate or prohibit, but just to see, just to review what's being proposed in terms of demolishing any type of registered historic property. The county can do more about sharing the historic information that it has. The county has, as of this year, last year, I guess, a new historic preservation planner. And also, in that same vein, we're suggesting that the county establish historic character, certain historic criteria, so that when the county is reviewing the possibility of granting a variance or a conditional use, that applicable historic characteristics of the property that they're dealing with would be considered in that review process. There is a section in the plan about intergovernmental coordination, what this county can do to better coordinate with the towns, what the county can do to better coordinate with the state through a number of areas, stormwater control, state police contracts, all of those activities or areas noted there. And as I mentioned at the outset, there is certain guidance provided in the comprehensive plan for how to plan and construct better neighborhoods. And some of the techniques are listed there, the traditional neighborhood design, the idea of connecting neighborhoods with trails and bike paths, the insurance that neighborhoods are adequately buffered from nearby commercial development, the cluster development concept, which groups homes together, thereby providing